AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Stephanie J. Block.
And I'm Mary Lee Fairbanks.
And we host Stages Podcast.
Binge close to 100 episodes. Hear the inside stories from backstage and behind the scenes as we go beyond the resume and into the heart of creativity and what it really takes to be in the business of show business.
Don't miss our chats with this season's Tony nominees. If you love theater and entertainment, you are going to love Stages Podcast.
Subscribe to Stages Podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts and visit us at stagespodcast.net.
Hey fam, I'm Simone Boyce.
I'm Danielle Robay.
And we're the hosts of The Bright Side, the podcast from Hello Sunshine that's guaranteed to light up your day.
Like our recent episode with sisters Regina and Raina King about the why behind their production company, Royal Ties.
We have such a huge love for storytelling without walls, without barriers.
Listen to The Bright Side from Hello Sunshine on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso, I invite an artist, writer, or politician to come to the table and speak from the heart in ways you probably haven't heard from them before. Some of my favorites are with Tom Hanks, Questlove, and Cate Blanchett. In recent weeks, I talked to actor Dan Levy, director Ava DuVernay, and the editor of The New Yorker, David Remnick. You can listen to Talk Easy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't be out here acting like a donkey.
Hee-haw, bitch. Hee-haw.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
I'm a big boy. I can take it. If he feel I deserve it, ain't no big deal.
I know Charlamagne guy gonna have some funny shit say out his mouth.
If you gotta say something you may not agree with, doesn't mean I'm mean.
Who's getting that donkey?
That donkey. That donkey.
Donkey of the day right there.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
You can call me the donkey of the day, but, like, I mean no harm.
I'm going to keep this one brief, man, because this is just, listen, Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, September 13th goes to a man in Knoxville, Tennessee named Donald Kirkland. Donald Kirkland is accused of stealing TVs from Walmart. At some point, we are just going to have to accept the fact that the gap between the haves and have-nots is wide as hell, okay? And poverty, or should I say lack, okay, meaning lack of income leads people to do things like Donald Kirkland did. Now, I remember a time when folks would steal out of a place like Walmart and bring those TVs right to the hood, okay, expeditiously. But Donald must not have a hood to go to. Either that or he needed that money ASAP, so he couldn't wait because he picked a very peculiar, did I say that word right? Peculiar place to sell those TVs. Let's go to CBS 8 for the report, please.
Man is in custody after Knoxville police say he stole televisions from a Walmart and then tried to sell them in a nearby parking lot. Police say Donald Kirkland told officers he stole 3 TVs, a karaoke machine, and camping equipment from the Walmart on Chapman Highway on Saturday. Officers say he then tried to sell them in a parking lot near the store. Police say Kirkland tried to run away but eventually was arrested. He's charged with theft.
Did you hear what just happened? Play it again one more time. Baby. I don't think y'all heard what happened. Play it again.
A man is in custody after Knoxville police say he stole televisions from a Walmart and then tried to sell them in a nearby parking lot.
Stop right
police
there.
Say Donald.
Y'all can keep acting like y'all dealing with people who have common sense all y'all want. Okay. I think some of y'all think common sense is contagious, and it's not. These people are nuts. Okay. I know what's going on out here in these streets. All right. This is not the earth I grew up in. All right, something is making folks stupid. Humans have always been stupid, but the levels of stupidity that we see in our society nowadays is insane. Donald stole 3 TVs, a karaoke machine, and camping equipment from Walmart. And clearly he set up a tent in the parking lot of Walmart and camped out to sell these hot items, because ain't no way. Why would you steal out of Walmart and then go in the parking lot of Walmart to sell the same things you just stole? We need to have a collective conversation about how to restore order, man. I would rather y'all not steal at all. I would rather you go get a job. But if you are going to steal, there's rules to stealing. And I would think sitting in a parking lot, the same parking lot of the store you stole from, that's not the proper procedure for stealing. All right? Some donkey today's just sell themselves. Please give Donald Kirkland the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
Oh, no, you are.
Oh, shut up.
Now you are the donkey of the day.
All right. You know how I know I'm far removed from a lot of things? Because I don't even know these people anymore. I used to know these people.
I know.
Remember we used to get those calls like, hey, man, got some TVs or some I don't even know these people anymore. Not that I would ever buy hot items.
Yeah, you should never buy hot items.
I would
never.
I'll buy some warm ones. Okay. Wouldn't buy anything hot, though.
It's against the law, sir.
But also, did you really buy stolen items if you didn't know they were stolen?
Possession of stolen property is... Yeah.
But if you didn't know...
How could you not know?
I didn't know. This guy pulled up, he had everything.
So Little Joey had 13 60-inch plasma televisions?
Little Joey, congratulations. Little Joey made these in his garage. That's what he told me.
Him in his garage.
That's what he told me.
They say Sony.
Okay, I thought it said Joey. I can't read.
You know what?
I got a 12th grade education from Berkeley High School in Muscle, North Carolina. I'm getting older. My eyes are deceiving me. I thought it said Joey. I didn't know it said Sony.
All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
I actually thought it said So NY. He told me he's from Brooklyn.
It's So NY. He's from Brooklyn.
He told me he was from Brooklyn. So I thought it was So NY. So I had no idea.
Okay. All right. I got you.
Remember, we used to know these people?
Yep.
We used to know these people.
Not no more.
No, I don't even know who they are
anymore. That's a good thing. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today.
Now, well, clearly, he don't know anybody either if he's still trying to sell the stuff outside of inside of Walmart.
That's just dumb. Room.
Come on, man.
Dumb. Go back to the block. Well, don't do it at all. That's what I should have said. Don't do it at all. Don't do it at all. All right. Now, when we come back, we got to talk. Dr. Oz was in the news about a week ago.
That's right.
And he was talking
cousin sex.
Kissing cousins.
Let the record know that was an interview that The Breakfast Club did in 2014. I see all you white mainstream shows saying morning radio show. You better give The Breakfast Club his goddamn credit, okay?
Let's hear it.
He said, yeah, I can't stop smashing my cousin. We hooked up at a young age, and now in our 20s, she still wants it. No matter how much I want to stop, I always give it to her. Help me. Now, what advice would you give that person?
If you're more than a first cousin away, it's not a big problem.
Okay, so second cousin. Yeah.
You know what's so funny? Because I knew that.
Yeah. How did you know that?
Because you smashed
it. I'm from the country.
Yes, sir.
Third cousins.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's all good. Because they say first cousins, you might end up with a kid with like Down syndrome or something.
Well, it's not that. So every family has genetic strengths and weaknesses. Mm-hmm. And so the reason we naturally crave people who are not so like us is because mm-hmm. you just have to mix the gene pool up a little bit. So that if I have one gene for, let's say, hemophilia, which is a classic example, where you bleed a lot, mm-hmm. if you cut yourself. I don't want to marry a cousin who has the same hemophilia gene, because the chance of our child having both those genes is much higher.
Okay.
But for the vast majority of problems, that it's not an issue.
What in the country are we talking about this morning?
First of all, drop on a clues bomb for the Breakfast Club catalog. The Breakfast Club catalog is incredible, all right? Just wait until this Breakfast Club documentary drop. We got 13 years of that type of stuff.
What in the country are we talking about this morning?
Dr. Oz said that it's okay for you to sleep with your second. No, what did he say? What did he say?
Second cousin.
Second or third cousins?
Yeah.
Second is wild. That's wild.
So what is the question? Have you ever slept with your second cousin? Is that what we asked?
I mean, what do you think about what Dr. Oz said? Because listen, don't act like y'all ain't never done some hunching with your cousin.
Never.
Okay?
I never did no hunching.
When I say y'all, I'm talking to the listeners out there.
We
okay?
here too.
Clearly,
we
there's people out there that have done this. And, you know, for all we know, that might get Dr. Oz more votes in Pennsylvania.
800-585-1051.
It's part of Pennsylvania. Well, I know some cousin sex was happening.
Have you ever humped your cousin or did something
I know the
with
product
your
cousin? Of cousin sex when
that's
I see
the question. Brandon, have you? Oh, no, he said no. Just asking that. Eddie?
No.
Philly? No?
No.
Nick?
No, man.
Charlemagne?
Not that I know of.
Not that I know of. 800-585-1051.
Not that I know of.
Goodness gracious. Yeah, I know you have it.
Definitely not.
Let's talk about it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Stephanie J. Block.
And I'm Mary Lee Fairbanks. And we host Stages Podcast. Binge close to 100 episodes. Hear the inside stories from backstage and behind the scenes as we go beyond the resume and into the heart of creativity and what it really takes to be in the business of show business.
Don't miss our chats with this season's Tony nominees. If you love theater and entertainment, you are going to love Stages Podcast.
Subscribe to Stages Podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts and visit us at stagespodcast.net.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. This week, I talk to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating.
I got a big heart, and I'm very forgiving, but, like, don't abuse it. It's been abused enough.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Every week on Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso, I invite an artist, writer, or politician to come to the table and speak from the heart in ways you probably haven't heard from them before. Some of my favorites are with Tom Hanks, Questlove, and Cate Blanchett. In recent weeks, I talked to actor Dan Levy, director Ava DuVernay, and the editor of The New Yorker, David Remnick. You can listen to Talk Easy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.